everyone to the Wicked Anime Podcast, and boy, are you in for a good one. But we'll get into that in a second. I'm Dylan. I'm just one of the few people in this closet.
What? Well, I mean, we're not in a closet.
We may be in a closet.
We're not trapped.
We'll be coming out of the closet after this is done recording. But right now, next to me, literally touching my leg right now, is the super awesome analyst, Jonathan.
Stupid awesome.
Awesome, stupid, somewhere in there. Of course, the hippest man in the closet, Glitch. He's a hard man with harder opinions, Andrew.
Hello.
And the uncommon writer joins us again, Sean.
For the third week in a row.
Yeah, I know.
So like, technically it's, well, yeah. No, because we, yeah.
Episode.
Which technically makes Glitch the special guest, doesn't it? Because he's the one.
Yeah, yeah. So
you've been demoted. I'm still the fifth chair, but you've been demoted.
You will be seeing a lot of Sean when coming
this
Wicked
End. Yeah, you will. It's a podcast.
Unfortunately,
well, maybe by the time your next episode comes out.
You'll be seeing a lot of your iTunes or whatever media player you use.
Please,
wait, what's that sound I hear? Is that the news bell?
I hear the news bell. News!
Yeah, we do that now, Glitch.
What did I miss?
He looks ashamed over in his corner of the closet.
Anyways, anime.
First up in news, our first news story for the night. Mamoru Hosoda, he has a son now. Yay! He is a daddy.
Wait, did you say Mumra?
No.
Mamoru Hosoda.
Oh, I totally heard Mumra.
He came out of the sarcophagus. And he
yeah, was just to say, can you explain to me who that is? Because I'm just...
Our favorite director of all time, directed movies like Summer Wars, A Girl Who Left Through Time, and just recently Wolf Children. He is now a daddy. He has a son. Congrats, Mr. Hosoda.
Yeah.
Next piece of news.
Congratulations. I don't know the Japanese word for that.
Congratulations.
Oh, that's wrong. But funny.
It's all right. We already alienated half of our audience anyway from last episode.
Yeah, China doesn't listen to this anymore.
What did I miss?
Moving on. It's not important.
All right. So in the next coming weeks, the winter animes are starting in Japan.
Winter is coming.
You made it sound like blustery animes.
That was just supposed to be an ominous noise.
Alright, so they have shows coming out, the ones that I'm particularly excited about. They're coming out with a new series for JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Yeah.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Manime!
Yeah.
I just thought of a really funny R. Kelly joke.
And we're just going to leave it there.
Well, that was the joke, actually.
There's also other shows coming out. There's a lot of manga adaptions that are turning into shows. Surprise.
They never do that.
Makes too much sense.
One of which is Little Busters, which I haven't read, but apparently it's really, really popular. So I'm probably going to check it out when the anime comes out. Another one, which I've read a couple chapters of, is Magi, which is a different take on the Aladdin story, where Aladdin is, I think he's like 8 years old or something like that, and he's got a magic flute in which the genie lives in, and the genie is like this huge 100-foot-tall towering thing, and it protects him, like...
it's like a Boy and His Robo story, except...
Yeah, you know, yeah, actually.
That's exactly what it is, except if all the characters were Aladdin. And
all of them were Aladdin. Yeah. The enemy was Jafar?
Yeah. And
no, he's Aladdin also.
Jasmine?
Is Gilbert Godfrey in it?
No. Oh. There is no bird character. There's no Disney bird character in
it's because they're all Aladdin. Yeah. You
you guys, shut up. You're ruining my news bit.
Or making it better. It really is a matter of opinion.
What do you guys think?
But the
I think in the original story, Aladdin was actually Chinese. So that there you go.
It's what?
Yeah, you guys didn't know that?
No one can write in and confirm that because no one in China listens to this podcast.
You have no credible sources. Sorry.
So one of the pieces of Magi that I wanted to describe is just for, to get a general. Overview of the story is that when Aladdin found the flute that held the genie, he got one wish, and his wish that he was just looking for a friend. And the genie accepted his wish to be his friend. Huh. And so now Aladdin has like this protector watching over him, and they fight bad guys and stuff like that. It's really cool, and I think it's going to be a really good anime.
Sweet. It's like the Iron Giant set in Arabia.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool, yeah.
And the other one, I don't really know too much about it because the description that I read was really confusing. It's called Blast of Tempest. It's Bones' next anime. So it's going to be...
So despite whatever it is, we're probably going to watch it.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty to look at.
Yeah, yeah, it is. The trailer's
probably
really,
really confusing at some point.
At some point, I couldn't get it through the synopsis that was typed out.
Too late, Dylan. It's already happened.
And those are probably the ones that I'm going to be watching. Watch out for the reviews, everybody. Next up in media... Production IG, they're one of the top anime companies in Japan right now. They have announced that they are starting a branch in Canada.
Canada? The Great White North, they call it. America's hat.
America's hat.
It's Tanyata! It's a sombrero. Yeah,
I'm going to be honest.
Weird. You wouldn't
damn
go
Canada.
Yeah. So Canada is going to have an anime production company in their country.
Will they have Canadian voice actors?
They must just really like hot
chocolate. Of course, eh?
And,
I just have to say, I know it doesn't make any sense, but I have a long-standing vendetta against Canadians.
Well, there you go.
I just really, you know, it doesn't make me feel any better about an anime production being in Canada.
But you know, it's actually not really that weird, because I'm going to tell the internet about how I watch Bakugan, but hey, Bakugan...
That's out there now, you can't take that back.
Bakugan Season 1 was originally done in Japan. It was completely done in Japan, it was... You know, much better without the crappy English dub that they brought it over with. And then it was actually more popular here in America than it was in Japan. So, and the English was produced in Canada. So they do a lot of Canadian animes. So it kind of makes sense that they would do that. When season two of Bakugan came out, it actually aired in English first before Japan got a Japanese dub. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and they do that. Wait. Apparently, they do that with a lot of anime.
Isn't that how we ended up with the second season of Big O? Because Big O wasn't a huge hit over in Japan. It was much more popular over here.
Yeah, I don't know about the logistics for Big O. I just know that the show's cool.
My bad.
I just know that we like it.
Yeah. That's all I need to know.
Okay, wait, so this so it's not weird that Japan's moving.
It's not that either. It's the fact that it's Canada.
It's also probably just cheaper from them.
Much cheaper.
There's a lot of like American productions take place in Canada.
Well, is that all about Canada?
Don't do it, guys. Yeah. Stay in America.
No, I'd do
Canada's
it.
Hell.
Except have for you been to Canada?
No. Why would I want to?
Don't
know
Canada first before you judge it.
See, okay, here's why I don't like Canada.
Scott Pilgrim
was awesome. I'll give you that. Okay, this is it. So I used to work at a gas station, right?
Free healthcare.
Three in the morning. No, 3 a.m.
Okay.
Canadians would come up to try and, like, pay for gas, and they come in all angry because they can't use their freaking credit card at the pump because Canadian zip codes have letters in them.
That's it?
How did they make it to Florida with a Canadian... That's why I don't like Canadians.
I thought they were going to have like
they
an
have
American
letters
penny
zip
in their wallet or something.
Maple syrup.
Aggravating people.
Niagara Falls.
Shut up, Glitch.
Anyway.
Next news. I just, you set me off with a Canadian thing.
How dare you to start Kenyatta.
Okay. Next news piece. Saban.
Am I not
Oh, I know there. Saban.
You know Saban. Has acquired the license to Digimon.
I don't know how I feel about that. Because they've given us such gems as Power Rangers.
And the soundtrack to the original motion picture.
Also.
And
then
awesome
on the other hand, they gave us something like Masked Rider. If you guys don't remember Masked Rider, go check that out. That was terrible.
But now that Saban has us, Saban will be debuting the newest season of Digimon to come out.
It's not live action, is it?
No, I was just about to ask that.
Because I don't know if Saban doing anything like anime-wise. Yep. So is this
I think they have. I don't remember what it was, but I remember seeing that their like logo.
So
yeah,
so basically, what's actually going to happen is all of the story is going to be done in Western animation, except for the fight scenes. All the fight scenes are going to be from the original anime.
I'm okay. Yeah. A sensible story, and I'm not going to get involved. My love-hate relationship with Saban.
That's it for the media. Let's move on to some game news.
Yeah.
All right. So, Namco Bandai, they are creating a new Gundam game, Dylan.
I hope it's good this time.
Based on the trailers, it actually looks like it. It seems like it's going to be a lot of fun. It's called.
That's what we always say.
It's called Gundam Breaker. And the catch
I just had a visual of somebody doing a knee breaker to a Gundam.
It's funny that you say that because you play as Gundam models.
I thought so.
And it's really
funny. Is there a whole like mini game where you have to like use pliers to snap the pieces off the freaking oh man.
I don't know.
Fun stuff.
But it seems
Wait,
like
do you build those?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And
build some Warhammer models so that like, can talk to me.
The catch of the game is that you get things like environments that are on like tables and kitchens and everything. So
it actually sounds pretty cool. Yeah. I wonder if you can unlock like good paints. Like, you'll get like paints that are like runny and like don't look good at the beginning.
But the animation in the trailer that was put out is really slick. It actually looks really nice.
Is it chibi looking or just
actual
models?
No.
So is there actual fighting going on?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and
is it like 2D fighting?
No, it's 3D. It's full 3D. Really? This game is for the PSP and the Vita.
Dang it.
There it is. Found the problem.
There's a thing
it looks,
in the gears.
It actually looks really solid and really polished. Mm-hmm. One of the funny things that I saw about
solished.
It.
Solished. It's a decent model.
One of the things that I saw about it was that the bosses in the game can be like real size Gundams,
so
you're
like 1-to-1 scale.
Yeah, so you're like this little Gundam fighting these really
funny.
Big Gundams.
I'll have to check that out.
Take out the toe. Take out the toe.
It looks like it'll be really fun. It's time for some strange news.
Strange.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Whatever. I guess that's what we'll go with.
So, do you want to start with the happy piece or the sad piece?
Sad piece.
Sad.
Okay.
Happy.
So, go with the sad piece, yeah!
That's 3-to-1. Sorry, we're going with the sad
piece.
Well,
we always start off with a really funny, stupid story, and then something really horribly sad afterwards.
Well, let's start with the horribly sad this time.
Okay.
Switch it up, let's see how that works.
We'll see.
So have you guys heard about the thing, the feud that's been going on between Japan and China right now?
Not talking to us anymore, so...
You're gonna have to narrow it down. They don't like each other to kind of begin with.
Yeah.
But the whole island chain
No,
thing,
but now yeah. it's, like, yeah. really bad where they're actually violent against each other.
The fight over the Daio and Senkaku islands...
Right.
...has gone pretty far past the point of sanity right now, to the point where, like, people in Japan are attacking... Or, no, sorry, people in China are attacking one another... For using Japanese merchandise.
Right.
Like, there was a story of the person who was crippled, like, a Chinese man was crippled for driving a Japanese car. And there were...
saving the environment!
Well, hold on. On a side note, I've also heard that there's, there was a couple of riots in China, like, anti-Japanese movement riots.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, like, it sounds like some of these, from what we're understanding, like, some of these were actually staged by the government. Like, I don't know if you've been reading this. Yeah.
No,
like, the government is both sanctioning and inciting these and trying to, like, whip up, you know, support against the Japanese government. I've actually been kind of following this one.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
If we had a thing against Chinese and we stopped using Chinese products, you know how screwed we'd be?
Also China.
Well, no.
They wouldn't be totally screwed. We would just have to pay 8 times more for what we want. Anyhow, what's the happy news?
Yeah, we need something.
It's not really happy. It's still strange, though.
Okay.
You led us for a loop.
You lied to us.
They just listen.
You lied. You got me in this closet. Now you lie to me, John.
That's okay. Totally a lie. Dylan totally sanctioned us into the closet.
He
said, come on, guys. Glitch is already in here with me.
And the lights are off. I can barely see him.
Okay.
He didn't know until I smiled.
What you got, John?
Burger King Japan is now selling black hamburgers.
Like, wait, whoa, whoa, what?
Hold on, Glitch. Hang tight. Let's get the rest of this out.
We got you
what
back.
Do you mean by black hamburgers?
Okay, the hamburgers that they are selling have...
Oh, does it look like an Oreo? Like the black one?
Dylan,
like a white burger?
Dylan, I just held Glitch back. What makes you think you could go?
Because I thought I was dead on.
Well, they are. They're creating burgers now using squid ink and garlic. And it's turning...
Squarlic.
It's turning
Squalling Ink.
It's turning the hamburgers pitch black. And
like the burger or the whole thing?
Whole thing. Okay. Burger and bun.
It's like that episode of SpongeBob. Remember that?
Alright. Yeah. Glitch, have at it.
Why the burger gotta be in blackface, huh?
I was expecting so much.
Fine, Glitch. It's a wealthy white burger.
When I heard black, I thought it was gonna like taste like one of the fried chicken.
That's what I was waiting for.
That's what I was expecting. A black burger. Okay, I know Japan so is like, unintentionally racist with stuff. They mean well. They really do. But it's racist as hell.
Hold on a side note. Like, I'm not surprised. Japan puts weird things in their food all the time. Like, black burgers from Japan. Yes, it is strange, but, like, honestly, are any of us really surprised?
Yeah.
What does it taste like?
Apparently, the burgers...
Like garlic.
Apparently, the burgers taste very close to being the same, you know, as a burger. Probably the garlic and squid ink have something to do with the flavor, I would imagine.
Okay.
So it tastes like an American?
Yeah.
King burger with... Garlic
well,
and ink?
No, it doesn't taste like an American Burger King burger because they actually use real ingredients in their burgers.
Do you think they have to eat that burger in the back of the shop? I'm looking at you, Lynch. Is that okay?
Oh, God.
At least he's laughing.
We're promoting racial equality by being as racist as we can.
Time out.
That was fun.
I want to add one more piece to this because this was really interesting. I think they debuted during the release of a new Pokemon Black and White game. And I think it was like a promotional thing because they also had white burgers for a while, like straight.
But those are bland and tasteless.
Those were actually chicken.
They were very wafery and salty, like crackers.
So this game has something to do with Pokemon? Damn it, I knew it. Oh, that show.
But anyway,
so that's it for strange news.
Did you guys watch the Stoker?
Oh, the Stoker trailer? Yes.
That was cool. So I just wanted to throw it out because I was really excited about it. And I'm probably going to forget the guy's name. The guy who directed Old Boy, I think it's
Chun Sen.
No, you're way off, actually. It's like Park.
Michael Sandecker?
Park Chan Wook. I think that's close to it. It's an order of those three words. Anyway, the guy who directed Old Boy is doing his first English language film called Stoker. And it looks really, really interesting.
Yeah, it looks really creepy from the trailer.
Yeah, it starts off with, like, Nicole Kidman doing this monologue about parents and kids that kind of at first seems, like, okay, but then ends with her, like, really insulting and demeaning her daughter. And it's like, man, this is messed up.
Yeah. Sounds like a Nicole Kidman movie.
Yeah. It looks really, really interesting. And I'm really interested to see what he does now that it's an English language film, but...
Probably gonna have some surprises in it, I can imagine.
I'm sure it will.
And M. Night Shyamalan
trailer. The trailer's really cool, but it's like just enough to like interest you. You can't really put together what's going on yet. But
yeah.
Anyways, check out Stoker.
Okay. Next.
No, I forgot already. I don't know. We're watching. What are we watching?
All right. Right now, currently, I am finishing up Eureka 7 AO.
Something you've already done a review on. I don't get that.
Yeah. Well, it's still going right
you
now.
Just added fuel to the fire there. Buddy.
I know.
Eureka 7 AO is on, I believe, episode 22 came out now. I haven't had a chance to watch it yet, but things are, you know, wrapping up. And it's going to be a 24-episode series, so it's very close to being done. However, there was a news story posted the other day saying that... the last two episodes, episode 23 and 24, will not be aired until November. Eureka 7 AO, their finale is taking a month off, leaving us hanging.
It's because Bones had to go out and play soccer for a little while.
Did you just, like, flip the table when you found out? You're like, what?
Yeah. Dude, I've been flipping the tables sometimes when some of the episodes end, let alone having to wait a month.
See, I think that's a good why I haven't started yet.
Which is why
I can watch it all in one sitting.
Yeah, but Bones is doing like a mini Breaking Bad. right now.
Oh, gotcha, yeah. I wonder if they're going to do, like, a weird OVA movie about AO where they retell the story like they did with the Rekka 7. Yeah. I hope so, just because that was so weird.
That was so weird.
That was so weird.
We're like, yes, that's what I've been watching recently.
I need to finish Rekka 7.
Yeah.
You know,
then you'll get that.
Okay, so hold on. On the side, so Jonathan and Andrew have me watch the Jonathan's review of Rekka 7 AO. Shameless plug, by the way. And
there's a little shame.
So I'm sitting there, and he like hands me his phone. He's like, "Watch this," because we were discussing it. And I'm sitting up, I'm like watching. Yeah, so I'm watching on the phone, and he gets to a point in the review. He's like, "If you have not finished Rekka 7, turn off the thing." He was halfway through saying, "Don't turn it off. It's okay." I had already turned it off and like started hanging the phone back to him. He got upset with me for following his own instructions. I was like, "What the hell?"
And then they had to hug it out in the closet.
Little secret to that review, people. It's okay to watch the entire episode of that review.
Do that.
It's because there's not...
Yeah, that was my point.
There's not terrible spoilers in it, but I just didn't... I only put that there so the people that I couldn't see face-to-face get mad at me and flame me on the forums. Yep. You spoiled everything for me.
We get you.
That's what our fans
sound like.
The hardcore
people would get upset about it, but that's cool.
Apparently all rational, you know, human beings were not... Just we were not obviously your target market for that.
What if in the review he was like, and if you're watching this, just jump out of the car right now. You'd be like, okay, open the door, see you later. But why are you watching it while
it's Jonathan. I trust Jonathan. Has Jonathan ever led you astray?
Well, we're in a closet right now.
This was you and Glitch.
No one, John. No one knows that for sure.
Andrew, what you been watching?
Nothing.
shortest podcast ever.
That adult life is catching up to us.
Oh, man, it so is. But
you know all about that, right, Sean?
You're calling me old again.
calling you very old.
Oh, fair enough.
At least you can grow a beard.
But I have been playing a lot of Tekken.
That doesn't count.
The new
Tekken.
But the new Tekken. The new
we're
Tekken.
We're gonna go to the judges on that one. No, anyways, so that was great. What about you, Glitch?
I haven't watched a damn thing.
Okay, skip.
So are Jonathan and I the only one that have watched anything?
Well, I since we do have...
We're the only ones who care about this podcast.
I went to go see family. I had no time. I went to, like, Black Mayberry for crying out loud.
He was in South Carolina. You never know what's going to go down there. I mean...
I imagine that it involves
shooting.
You're
going to the backwoods of Florida.
I imagine that it involves guns.
No, the further... The further north you come in Florida, the southern it gets.
Yeah, that's... Well, I'm from, like, north central Florida.
Ah.
The Ocala National Forest.
I'm from North and South Carolina.
I'm sorry.
I out-south you.
Anyway, but I did... let's get back on to topic of me not watching stuff. But I did want to... I guess I could talk more about Kids on the Slope, because I really didn't mention, like, last time how much I really did enjoy the show. I kind of expected you guys to talk more about it with me, but all you were just like, okay, cool. But I really...
You were the one that watched it.
I care. I know. But
I care.
I thought my
tell us more.
There might
tell
have been questions, you know?
I have questions.
You said it was like a slice of life thing that you really enjoyed. I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, I can't say much more than that.
You didn't really analyze it much deeper more than that. Like,
I feel like I would spoil stuff because it's only 12 episodes long. I can't really talk about, like...
Oh, gotcha.
Because, like, something cool that would happen, like,
it's
episode 9
like talking
nine,
about
like,
Fully
Coily
because it's only 6 episodes.
Exactly.
You just ruin the whole damn thing.
But I guess I will just sum it up by recommending once again that you watch Kids on the Slope. It's really cool.
Okay, well, on a side note, because I have been watching something this week.
Mr. Man in the business suit.
John Bones it. That's right.
Yeah.
I've actually, kind of because you were talking about it so much last week, I went back and started watching Big O again. Because I had never finished it. It was something that like I just caught randomly on like Adult Swim. And damn, that show has held up and is amazing.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah. I totally see where you get the John Hamm thing.
Shut
up! Shut up!
I know, it's okay.
Okay.
Bonding. We're getting very intimate in this closet.
But no, it's
Dude, that has to be, like, one of the best giant robot animes that I've seen. Like, man, that thing just nails all of the high notes.
What's crazy about it is I've been a mech fan for a long, long time. And for a while, I had only seen, like, commercials for Big O, and I, like, hated it for some reason. Like, I don't ever want to watch that. Because
it doesn't look like a giant robot.
I know, it wasn't eye-catching to me, but as soon as I watched, like, one episode, I was like, this is awesome. I like this.
It's, like, noir and mecha-heavy, but it's also got, like, huge kaiju elements, which is, like, really cool.
Well, see, and I think that might be one of the reasons why I liked it so much, was because it wasn't the typical robot anime. Mm-hmm. I mean, because I'm not a huge mecha. I like mecha animes, but not all of them.
A difference between mecha animes and giant robo animes.
No, absolutely.
This goes back to like the history of giant robos and anime. And I think they really did a great homage to the earlier giant robo series, you know, like Mazinger and stuff like that.
No, you can totally tell just from looking at Big O,
because he doesn't look like a mecha.
Exactly.
He looks like a giant robot.
He almost looks like a old school train. That's what I think of.
Yeah, and I think that was the whole point. And going back, it's really cool because I'm a little bit more familiar with like the history of anime as I've had the chance to like research it. And like it's cool because you can totally see those design elements in it, where he's harkening back to like the more ridiculous original giant robo shows and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, as I'm going through it now, I mean like, yeah. who the art director for that was? It was also the guy that did Batman the Animated Series.
Yes.
I just blanked on his name. Tim. Nope. No, I'll come back to that.
Tim from War of the Worlds? I hate that guy.
Tim Drake?
But,
Bruce Tim?
Bruce Tim, that's it.
I was right.
Bruce Wayne?
Bruce Tim.
Tim Wayne.
Tim Drake.
Roger Wayne? What? By the way, totally the same character. But which is why it looks so slick at the animated level, and then you get up to the giant robo level, and it's just really good, solid design carrying through. Yeah. So. Even the kaiju look really cool, which is something that can be really hard to do on a week-to-week basis.
Yeah.
As somebody who watches a lot of kaiju and daikaiju stuff, so.
Yeah.
Giant robos. Giant monsters, for those of you that don't know what that word means. So.
Cool.
I was just about to ask that question.
Oh, yeah. Kaiju is like monster fighting, and then daikaiju is like the giant monster fighting.
Ah.
Yeah. I'm going to be explaining this later, so it's cool.
But I think what we go to next is the Tapagotchi, and for this week, the topic is...
We have a twofer.
Yep, we have two topics.
Yeah, there's two of them.
We're gonna, let's
there's
start...
some about weapons going on.
Yeah.
I don't think we ever decided on the second one. So
did. We're doing the storage closet theme because we're all in the closet.
Yeah, this
so
is the...
Well, so this is the Arsenal theme.
This is the Arsenal episode.
Yep, so...
Since we're in the closet, we're going to talk about things you put in the closet.
Yeah, but first...
Which probably isn't where you thought we were going to go with that.
But first, what we're going
to... Which includes us.
You go to the Flame On podcast for that.
There we go.
Flame On Nerdy Show.
They're fun guys.
Good stuff.
Anyway.
Shameless plug.
But first we're going to start off with the Tapagotchi of Soul Eater for some reason. Just because they came up kind of last time. Yeah, remember...
And we totally wanted to do it but we were in the middle of another Tapagotchi.
Yeah, so we're going to do it now, and then we're going to do the other Tapagotchi. So for this Tapagotchi, we're going to explain...
This is so confusing.
Focus! Dylan, I need you to focus.
I just love when Andrew explains things, because they just go on and on.
It's all right. We're here to help.
I think we get it, but it's just a lot of words that are coming out.
So we're going to talk about Soul Eater Academy, where if you were a part of the Soul Eater Academy, would you be a Meister or would you be a weapon? And if you were a weapon, what weapon would you be? And if you were a Meister, which weapon would you like to have as a partner?
So it's actually two questions. It's just one of the questions is phrased differently depending on if you choose weapon or Meister.
Oh, my God. Sir Word Bank. Oh, God. You go first.
Me?
Yeah, I'm looking at you.
Shit. All right,
I'll go first.
I
already said Sean.
No, Dylan called this one. I'm going to be honest, I'd be a weapon. Let's be honest here.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of weapon would you be?
Giant ass sword.
Ball peen hammer?
Oh. No.
Why would I be a hammer?
I don't know. Because it's... I don't know. I was like, that's too easy.
No, this is like a personal thing. Like, I did years of kendo growing up. Like, when it comes to, like, swords, I love big swords. I'm actually proficient with them.
So, like, if I was going to be anything, it'd probably be, you know, a Zweihänder. Mm-hmm. So, that's German for two-hander.
I don't like the way you said that.
What a dose-hander. That's better for two-hander.
Innuendos are, like, escalated when you're inside a closet, Sean.
It just makes everything worse.
They get, like, a +2 bonus. It's like Borderlands in here.
We got a full 5-man party.
Yeah. Okay.
You guys need to get a girl on the show.
I know. Where would she sit in the closet?
On me.
Good answer. High five.
Andrew.
Weapon, Meister, both. Which one?
I would probably
juggling.
I would probably be the Meister. I don't know. My partner would be.
You've no clue.
Sean. I have. Yeah, Sean. Sean would be my partner. I'd have the Zwei-handed sword.
That's
something about that. Jonathan, you said you had something a while ago.
Mine's interesting because I have an answer for both because they'd actually be different from one another.
All right, I'm ready.
Meister first.
I would want to be a Meister. If I went to school, I would want to be a Meister. And I would just say that I would want a scythe as my weapon. I know it's kind of boring.
Scythe Meister?
But I think that a scythe...
There's already scythe in Soul Eater, John.
Yeah, there's like 1,000.
Yeah.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with keep
classy. They just grow them on the trees and so here.
Which is why I want to do both sides, because I would say if I were a weapon, I would want to be a warhammer.
You can have that.
Just a giant warhammer. That would be so cool.
I can totally see John being a warhammer.
Zwei warhammer.
Zwei. No. Warhammers only come in one type. Two-handers. If they're one-handers, then they're mauls.
What about Eaglish? Do you have an answer?
Have you even seen
Soul Eater? I kind of got two choices for it. I'd be a weapon, but I got two things I would probably be. One, I'd probably be a bow staff of some sort because...
Oh, classic.
Again, innuendo's closet.
I'd be a big, long, hard bow staff. They would extend. I mean, doing martial arts for years, and like a bow staff is my favorite weapon. My second favorite weapon is any sort of dual blade.
Like two of them?
Yes.
But you're one person. That's weird.
Okay. I'll be a butterfly knife.
You have, like, two weapon people.
Fair enough.
That'd be actually kind of cool.
I'd be one really big butterfly knife.
What if you had, like, two... Oh, my gosh. Okay, this is an awesome joke. Get ready for it. What if there was, like, a Siamese...
It's already been built up too much.
What if there was, like, a Siamese twin insulator? Would they be, like, the nunchucks? Like, one's one nunchuck, and the other...
Have you seen Soul Eater?
Just like 2 minutes.
Because Tsubaki had
the
assassin's chain thing. Where
yeah, but it's all one thing.
I'd be a staff that you can take in part into two different pieces. I got the best of both worlds. I'm dual and a staff.
I guess you are.
Oh yeah, but in all honesty, we kind of like
bigger ones. Yeah,
I would probably actually go with the Swordmeister though. Probably katana. Probably not as big as a two-handed sword. I wouldn't be able to lift that. Come on, I mean, let's be honest here.
You can't handle all of that.
I would. I would be able to lift that. But
are you ready for my awesome answer?
I need like a Dan-sized Meister.
Dan-sized Meister. Oh, we're talking about Dan again, and they have no idea.
Welcome back to the Dan podcast.
Man!
We're gonna get him on. Yeah.
I know. But now we just have again, like, Dan's just like...
Dan's all over the place. I don't know what I would be, Lich. Well, what would I be? I'll let you finish your little chat.
I don't know. It's contemptuous.
Your little closet chat. Your little closet chat.
Katana sword is my weapon. Go, Dylan, okay?
After giving this an extremely long amount of time to think about...
Like, 5 minutes.
Exactly.
Like since we started the Tamagotchi.
Maybe even 2, because I was zoned out for a little bit there. But I would actually, I haven't seen much of Soul Eater, but I would want to be a Meister, and I think I would want my weapon to be the Netherlands Gundam from G Gundam. Wait, no, it'll fit my, because I have to pick something completely absurd. The Netherlands Gundam.
Congratulations.
No, just wait. Oh, it gets better. Oh. As we all remember, the Netherlands Gundam special ability was it could turn into a windmill in order to hide from enemies.
I didn't forget.
With that logic, my weapon would be my fish.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, mine just blew you guys out of the water, so.
You know, I stopped and thought...
Windmill!
He actually just turned into a windmill, everybody. I have no idea where he is. There's a windmill in this closet.
I'm just in the corner producing energy, grinding oats.
All right, on a side note. I can only think, because I was thinking about it, I was like, yeah, Death the Kid totally had a couple of pistols, right?
Mm-hmm.
The only other thing I think I could be is a shotgun.
Yeah.
let's do this. That was a fun Tamagotchi.
Which brings us to part two.
Part two, oh boy.
What's your favorite weapon?
Like, in all of anime.
In all of anime, what's your favorite weapon?
I'm not starting this one.
Yeah, favorite weapon that anyone has ever used. I'm not going to start. I'm not going to start with this.
I never started.
Is it the Netherlands Gundam?
You started the show.
Oh boy, it is. No,
Gundams don't count.
Absolutely not. Well, the thing is, I was probably going to throw out. I couldn't really pick one Gundam. There's like tons that I think are like cool, but it would be awesome to have one. I think my favorite weapon is the coffin from Gungrave.
Ooh, oh, yeah, it didn't have, like, the machine gun in it.
It had a machine gun, and it also holstered his two gigantic, absurd guns. But, like, the weapons that the name of the guy who makes Trigun and who made Trigun and Gungrave escapes me, but all the weapons in his shows are really, really cool.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. But I think, yeah, it's just an awesome weapon. It's a giant, for those of you who don't know, it's a giant, like, coffin that's sort of deformed and has wires sticking out of it, and it also has a machine gun built into it that's awesome, and it opens up and has, like, two more pistols for him to use, which is really cool. What were you going to say, Sean?
Now that we've gotten there, the bolt caster from Outlaw Star. Because that thing was, like, the coolest gun ever.
Oh, damn it! Oh.
Yeah! That's the second time I've done that to you.
No, I think I still might go with the coffin.
Yeah, although, but I would win.
Well, probably. I would get shrunk down to a miniature.
I was going to say, I need shot number 67, the black hole shot. Yep.
There you go. Yeah.
Boom! It's still charging! Yeah, because anyway. That thing is, like, hands down the coolest thing outside of Cloud's sword.
Yeah, it's, like, it's so cool because it's a gun that, like, shoots spells, basically.
Yeah.
It's just so neat.
It was still what need sold to watch Outlaw Star again.
It's what sold me on that anime, honestly. That and the ship had arms, which was crazy.
Ships have arms? This is absurd!
It was like a lobster, didn't it?
The ship
kind of, yeah. It had a little bit of a lobster look to it.
The ship thinks it's people.
Also, watch Outlaw Star. It's awesome.
No, seriously, if you've not watched Outlaw Star and you like Cowboy Bebop, you need to see Outlaw Star.
Yeah. It's really good. And who's next? Go someone. Blurt it out. Andrew looks like he's really engaged right now.
But that's just because I am thinking as hard as I can.
Andrew had, like, glazed eyes. His nose started bleeding.
I got one.
Pokeball.
That's
That's a pretty good one. I wouldn't consider that a weapon.
But in
their universe, it's the closest thing.
It's the closest thing that they have to a weapon. That's a damn good answer.
Yeah, because, like, even like police in Pokemon universe, they probably wouldn't have a gun. They'd throw out, like,
wild rampaging Pokemon. You don't use guns. You use, you know, like, go catch them, bitches.
They use them. You got a dragon, bitch. What?
Little Raichu comes out with a little Marshall Star.
That would just be completely ridiculous.
That's
a Rose Whip.
What?
Oh, Rosebud from Yu Yu Hakusho.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Or just Spirit Energy in general.
Okay, one.
Glitch's wish list.
All right, Sean, or John.
The other guy.
Sean, John. You rhyme, so it's close.
My all-time favorite weapon from anime is the bass guitar from Fooly Cooly.
Oh, Fender.
Yeah. It's like I can't think of anything else that I would want to swing around as a weapon.
Ukulele, no good. Oh, that one was for Dan.
Dan!
Yeah, that Fender, oh, yeah.
I gotta say, I'm sorry, John, everyone keeps interrupting you. I'll be the first to apologize, but go on with what you're gonna say.
Well, that'd be a first for you anyway.
So, you know what? Windmill.
He's not there anymore. By the way, he's sitting in the corner with his arms over his head making wind noises.
You mean making windmill noises?
You know, as we know in anime, there are just crap tons of guns that could be the answer to this, so I had to come down to one, and I think I have to go with my favorite anime in this, and from Elfin Lied, Bondo's gun, it's a 50 caliber handgun.
Handgun.
So
known as a deagle.
or Desert
Eagle? No, this thing was... He did not have a Desert Eagle. This thing was... When it was a big old gun. He had a robot arm to shoot it. That's he shot the gun.
50 caliber.
And it shattered the entire robot arm. It was just that...
Entirely too much bullet in that gun.
It was awesome. I mean...
And all it did was a little thing came out, a sign that said bang.
It's a whole lot of letdown.
Other than that, you know, you have, like, Ebony and Ivory from...
I almost said them. Oh, man. Because, like, oh, that and Alistair, the very first sword you get in the very first DMC game.
Bigger and bigger.
Yeah, I mean...
That thing was just sick.
Look, my list is only getting bigger and bigger right now.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying other weapons I admire. I'm taking the bolt caster.
I'm taking Pokeballs. I want a giant dragon. You don't even know where I am. I'm just a windmill.
I'm going to be honest, Glitch. I'm going to say draw, and I feel like I'm going to come out on top.
Probably.
Let's see.
Please evolve.
Oh my god.
Are you still thinking,
Look, Sean, I'm always on
Man,
top.
Man, well, you know, I mean... This was harder than I thought it was going to be. I mean...
Do you want a word bank? Each of us will pick a weapon for you, and you have to choose one of those. All right, go, Sean. Pick one.
Sword. Pick a... Oh, do I have to pick a whole, like, specific weapon?
Glitch. Sean took too long. Go.
Punch.
Fist.
Kenchiro. Hopped up Shinken.
There
that's
you
the best
go.
Thing. Yeah.
Done. That's perfect for you.
That was literally a weapon.
I started off something absurd, and then it came around full circle. Actually worked out.
I got a ridiculous one I
just
thought
like
of.
The closet.
A Metabot.
A Metabot.
A Metabot.
A Beyblade!
Cars!
Oh, God.
Oh, a deck of cards.
Oh, my God. I totally picked the wrong weapon.
Okay, I'll take it. I'll put it in my coffin.
Do you want the bolt caster? I'll give it to you.
I already have it.
I want the. I'm taking the DK driver from. Oh, but that's not anime, so I.
Ha! I already have the bolt caster.
Just so everybody at home knows, I'm glaring at Dylan.
Yeah, but we're in a closet. It's like, I don't know.
It's weird anyway. Because I would have totally taken the DK driver from Kamen Rider Decade.
Yeah, you should.
Well, no, because, like, okay.
So it still works. It's still from the animes and the Japans.
Yeah. Because the DK driver from that series, let him become any of the nine riders before him and use all of
those. Oh, that is actually kind of cool.
Yeah. Oh
well,
yeah.
If we're going to go live action, then my weapon would be what the bad guys did in
Windmill.
Old Boy.
In Old Boy.
That would be my weapon. All of you would be gone.
I haven't seen Old Boy.
Well, boy, oh boy.
But no, that thing is... And it's card... Well, see, it was when he said cards. I was like, wait a minute. The DK driver works on cards. So, like, yeah, he has this thing called the Ride Booker. He takes a card out, throws it in the buckle, closes it, and it's like, you know, Kamen Ride. DK. And he transforms, and, like, and that's how he becomes, like, all the different riders. So, it's a pretty fun show. No. It's got some moments.
Too bad it's not an anime. Now you're just weaponless.
I'll throat punch you.
I'm a windmill. I have a bullcaster and the coffin from Gungan.
Hey, can I borrow Ebony and Ivory? Are you using those right now?
No, I gave those up for Hokuto Shinken.
Chikak!
It doesn't matter. I'm a windmill. You don't even know what I am.
Double trigger.
I'll windmill you.
Yes, the windmill thing is spinning, is blowing whatever you're shooting at me back at you.
Oh, what was that? What was the soul edge? Done.
Don't know what that is, so it doesn't
matter. That turns to evil.
What's that?
That turns to evil.
Yeah, clearly I picked that for a reason.
But you don't own Soul Edge. Soul Edge owns you.
I don't care. I have the Soul Edge.
Well, fine then.
Wait, the Soul Calibur is the good one, right?
Yes.
That's just...
Well, no, technically they're both bad. One of them is just less bad.
Isn't that... I mean, you know, that could be said about most of life, though.
but it's weird because Soul Calibur is more of just a douche.
And also
that
a video
it is a bad
game.
Guy. It is a video game, but
yeah,
it's
a Japanese
video
game.
I said I was playing Tekken during what were we watching?
Well, that's what you have been watching.
I know.
That's because you're a terrible host. It's not true. We love him.
That was me going, I was on one train track, and then I just flipped the lever on the other train track right
Except
there.
It was more like he jumped the rails and slammed into the other side.
I was like Chris Pine. He just completely landed on the track.
I've never seen somebody bunny hop a train before.
Sean's
crazy.
My Denzel. Sorry, Glitch.
Hey!
You're behind the gown. I can't see you. Also, anyways,
I'm the cool butt guy.
What are we publishing? I don't know what we're doing here.
All right, guys, if you want to email us anything cool, maybe your favorite weapon from anime, maybe you want to be a Meister, maybe something, I don't know, I don't care.
Maybe you want to email us about hot deals on airfare. Something you want us to talk about.
Maybe you want to, what do you want us to talk about? Do you want to still send us fan fiction? That option is still open.
We will read the fan fiction in our voices if you make it about us.
Also.
Oh, yeah. Wicked anime fan fiction.
No
that would be
No matter
weird.
How dirty
Just keep
it
out of the closet.
Jokes. Anyway.
Or if you just want to be our friend.
Email us at...
Let him finish.
You can email us at wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. Again, that is wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. You can also find us at youtube.com.
I'm going to punch you right here. I'm going to punch you right your fucker
in
mouth.
I was going to say it again, because it's just such a mouthful. wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. Do I have to indent that? I don't even know.
Anyway, you can find us on youtube.com/wickedanimereviews, and you can also find us on Nerdy Show at nerdyshow/wickedanime. You can find us on Facebook, like our page, at facebook.com/wickedanime. And hey, we are going to do a new section where we're going to end the show with some music, and we're going to talk about the music for a little bit. And, Jonathan, kick us off with that.
All right, so for the piece that we have this week, we want to start off with something that we really liked. It's from an artist.
Except I have no idea what it is, so maybe I don't like
it. That makes two of us.
We're trying to end this thing.
yes, we are.
Just like that Chris Pine movie.
Oh my god.
So the artist this week is Hayadin, and he did the intros for both of the Nichijou openings. And Nichijou is a fantastic show. It's a slice of life. And
little bit of sketch comedy, little bit of slice of life, all funny. It's hilarious. They go over the top.
Yep. And something interesting about Hayadin is that all of his recordings, he is the only one who is in his, you know, in his group, you could say. And but he records both male and female tracks for his music. So he actually does the female parts to his songs and then edits the music to actually make it sound like a female. And so the music ends up sounding really slick and he has some really catchy tunes. So check it out.
So I guess then we should just say goodbye the only way we know how, right, guys?
Yeah, we get out the closet.
It's really warm in here right now.
It is really warm in here.
It got really much hotter than I thought it would get.
All right.
It's about to get a lot hotter.
Okay, bye!
ただいま初めて気づいた
恋に落ちたのだな
24時間君
意識せざるを得ません
なんだいつもと違う君と
二人
幼稚な会話まさか
You're not
ち知りたいよ。かけかけた思い扱いいつも